an olive. On the last line. So, the Mishnah said, if a person wrote a get on Nir Mochak or on Diftarot, so the first opinion of the Mishnah says it's a problem, because Yechel is Dayef, so we don't know what really was written in the Eidus, is not an Eidus, because we don't know really what was written there. So, the Eidus based on the Ksav is not an Eidus. And the Chachamim were Machshir. So the Gemara says, Man Chachamim, who is this Chachamim, and why are they Machshir? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar hi. So Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, answered at the Tana of the Mishnah, who says that his kosher is Rabbi Elazar, the Tana. Number eight of Masirakarti, he holds that the process, the what makes the get into a get is not the Edom which signed it, but rather it's the Edom which witnessed the Masira. So therefore, the Edom which witnessed the Masira are able to know all the details. So the fact that the paper is Yechel Yizdayev doesn't undermine the status of the kashrus of the get. Now, that doesn't mean, according to Rabbi Elazar, that every time a woman gets to get married, she has to bring a Masira in. In a case where the get is written on paper which is not Yechel Yizdayev, he holds the Eidah Chasima can replace the Eidah Masira. But specifically in this case over here, because of Yechel Yizdayev, then we cannot use Eidah Chasima, we have to use Eidah Masira. Okay, so that's the that's the first point that Rabbi Elazar said. So Rabbi Elazar, the Amara, is explaining the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, the Tana. Let's see those two Rashi's. So we really have two questions. Like, who is this which would say such a din? The Tanakhama's point seems to be very logical. So why would somebody say, and who says that? So more answers, Rabbi Elazar here. The Amar Chasima said, get Eina
Min HaTorah. But who said seems to be very logical with Rabbi Yehudis?
The Tanakhama's opinion. Yeah, it's Rabbi Meir, actually.
Rabbi Meir?
Yeah. They hold, Rabbi Elazar holds that Nira Reis, you don't have Eidah Chasima. Well, the Saga in the Mistre below Eidah Masira, and you have to give it with Eidah Masira. Dina Hu Da'av Decreases, because Eidah Masira is what is Karsi, which makes the creases. Dakar Chabinan Eidim, the Afinan Ever Dabra Dabra Mimamit. There has to be Eidim. So the question is, what are the Eidim going to be? Are the Eidim going to be Eidah Masira or Eidah Chasima? So you have to make a Masira. So Hilchach, according to Rabbi Elazar, Lo Yuchashinan, the Dilma Mizayfa. We're not concerned about maybe there'll be some act of later on of tampering with the get. So Omran, Sricha the Mikre, the Eidim Masira have to read it. So the Eidim Masira read it, they witnessed it, and now they know if there's any change. We have a Tanah.
So they saw it. What exactly? They saw it being written, and they saw...
No, they just saw it being given, but they have to read it before they give it.
But how do you know it's not Mzuyev?
Well, there's no Ziyev yet at this point in time. The husband has it, and he's giving it, so there's no Ziyev over there. It's his son.
No, it's the husband.
The whole Chashash is later on. She's going to tamper with the get. I mean, they saw the Masira. So the Chashash, a woman comes out and produces a get. She wants to get remarried. We have two concerns. There never was a Masira. Because who said that it came from the husband? Right? Well, there's Edom signed in it. Right? She didn't get Edom to sign on nothing. So probably it was set up by the husband. I mean, maybe she tampered with it and changed the Tanai or something of that sort, which was there. Well, we don't know. But the Edom Masir will have to read that, and they can tell us if there's any tampering.
If there if it's not the husband, it's a shaliach, then that also be a ziv situation.
Well, he has to have some type of proof that he's a shliach of the husband. And then we're not chayshish. There's no need, reason for a reyes there. So look, hashinah del dimam azayfer do ha'amran tzricha lemikra. The enemies have to read it. We have it, but to know inu yadi, they would know about it. Umandamra enemisira ikur. According to Rabbi Lozo, holds Edim Asir Iker, Habor Li Nosei Tzricha Lahavi Edim Shinim Shalifneim. So Edim Hanami, the Edim Asir, she has to bring Edim Asir, that she has to bring later on, when she wants to get married, she has to bring Edim Asir. Rabbi Meir, the Omer Labina and Edim Asir. According to Rabbi Meir, holds that there's no din of Edim Asir, because he holds Edim Hasim Akarti. According to Rabbi Meir, you have a problem with Ziyuf. The man, the Somach, Eidich Hasima, a person who's relying on Eidich Hasima, Isha Barli Nosei, we get, and a Viela Fenendo Eidim Achasumim, but you don't have to produce Eidich Hasima. Im Yesh Makir Machasima, as long as somebody is able to verify the signatures. Im Yesh Tano, Bezayavte, like the other. Therefore, if she tampered with the Tanai, in this case of our Mishnah, where the get is written on something which and erasures are not noticeable, we don't know. So Tosafot points out that Rashi is not saying that every time Kondor Belozer, you always have to bring it in a series. Just saying in this scenario of the Mishnah, where it's written on something which is Yachalis Daif, she would have to bring it in a series before she remarries. She would have to bring that in Messiah for proof. But the general Belozer agrees that Eidech Hasima can act in place of the Eidech Messira to prove that she was divorced. That's a later on. The Mishnah says that they would sign on a get. So the whole reason to sign on a get is only because of the Tekanos HaChamim, because of Tikkun HaOlam. The case stated, Monsieur Radai. Well, who's going? Not going like Rabbi Meir. According to Meir, you have to be the Chasima Mikra Din. So it's going like Rabbi Elazar holds Edi Monsieur Karti. And I was just saying, even according to Rabbi Elazar, Edi Monsieur Karti, Tikkun Olam allows us to rely on Edi Chasima. But in the scenario of the Mishnah, we would not be able to rely on Edi Chasima. Kornjer Belozer, because he's Achalis Dayev, so we don't know what they're being made. So in that situation, she would have to bring the Edim Asira to be able to remarry. So then we're not worried about the fact that it's Achalis Dayev. Okay.
And counting on the memory of the Edim Asira, the document in front of them now is the same as it was then?
Or? They would have to be able to say that. If they couldn't say that, so we don't know. In Konami. Okay. Next point. Vama Rabbi Elazar, this is the top line, the last word of the line. Vama Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar that Mara continued and he said that Lohikshir Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar the Tana, so Rabbi Elazar, that Mara's name is Rabbi Elazar ben Pados. And Stam Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah is, in the Tana, is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. A Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Elazar.
Which is it in. I mean, Rabbi Kiva also had a Rabbi Elazar.
He had a Rabbi Eliezer.
Eliezer.
This is Rabbi Elazar. As opposed to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, for example, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Kippa. Right. So Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Stam Rabbi Elazar ben Shas is Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Rabbi Elazar ben Hikshur, Rabbi Elazar el Alter. So Rabbi Elazar was only machshir this case of our Mishnah, where the shahr is yachal is dayif, if they bring it to Bezdin la'alter. Al mikam adasar yamim loy chashin dilma habe beitzanoa mizayafte. If they don't bring it right away, maybe they didn't. There was a tanai. She tampered with it, and they didn't forget. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu mikanim adasar yamim dimisa dehabe beitzanoi mitzkad zechiri. We have to rely on the Edom that they rely, that they remember. If they say they remember, we rely on them. Okay. V'om Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said a third statement about Rabbi Elazar. L'hichshu Rabbi Elazar ela begitzin. Al-Bashar Shtoris loy. So that this din that we say that Eidei Chasima are Eidei Masir are the Iker of the Shtar, and therefore a Ksav Yishyach Lizayv is acceptable. That's only by Get. Al Bashar Shtar is Loi, but other Shtar is that's not true. Now, the more really the point over here is Get. Remember, the primary purpose of a Get is the Gerishin, it's not the proof. Whereas Stam Shtar is the primary proof of the purpose of the story Havoah was the Raya, not the Kenyan. But yet, the main purpose is the Kenyan, not the Raya. So Rabbi Elazar was Makshar, according to Rabbi Elazar, only by story Kenyan, which the primary purpose is the Kenyan, and the proof is secondary. But Shtaris, which the purpose of the proof is primary, it's not the chsiv manasatim akicharas the man yamdu yomim rabim that the pasuk describes by the case of writing up the shtar on the transaction between Yirmiyo and Hanamol, his uncle, that you should write up, you should purchase it, write a shtar, and put it in a klicharis which will keep it, that it should maintain it for a long time. So part of a shtaris is they have to be maintainable for a long period of time. Well, that's not going to work with Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima. It's Yochel Yizdayev. The Eidei Chasima are worthless, so it cannot be maintained for a long period of time. It's not a valid shtar. Raya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel the Bashar shtaris. No, Rabbi Elazar was Machshir Bashar shtaris as well. It's not saying that is something which is going to be part of the definition of a shtar raya, that it has to be able to maintain for yamim rabim, which Yochel Yizdayev is not. It's an eitz tova that's what you should do, but not that it's ma'akev.
If I may, one more time. Elazar ben Shmuel was.
Atana, he was a Talmud, one of the five Talmudim of Rabbi Akiva.
One of the five
Talmudim
of Rabbi Akiva. Ben Padas is the
Amora
that we have
here explaining Rabbi Elazar the Tana.
And the third was
Rabbi Elazar and Bezariah. I mean, there's other Rabbi Elazars besides
Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva.
Right, but that's not confused the issue. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, there's other Rabbi Elazars, you know. Okay. So Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, was a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, and he was a first generation Amora. So,
who Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos?
Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos was a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Zekrashi, El Alter, Shabi also the Bezdin, Biyam Shinim Sulo, Hodia Shehi Krusha. So what happened was that instead of waiting until she wants to remarry, she would immediately bring the Bezdin to prove that she had been divorced. Yet you really know, say, and they with Bezdin will give a psak that she's allowed to remarry. To keep in the Idna Hava, because since it was immediate, it just happened now. Eidim Asira, look, Hashem is a Yufa, and there's Eidim Asira, which say that everything is good. So not worried about that there's any tampering. But if you wait a period of time, and then she comes to Bezdin, we're afraid that maybe Bezayavte, Kvar Shechua, Ho'edim, maybe they didn't forget. But Rechon says that that's not true. No, Rechon, Eidim say they don't know. They don't know. They didn't say, no, we're confident that there's nothing else there. We believe they did. Then, Rebbe Lozer said the third statement that Rebbe Lozer only was Machshav Gittin. They didn't assume El Hatira. Their purpose is, the main primary purpose of the Beget is to transact the transaction of the Gerishin. Then she'll bring it to Bezin right away, and Bezin will say she's mutter. And once Bezin verifies that, it's established and it's in place. Al-Bashoris,
did they write it down?
I'm not sure what they did. Nowadays we issue a ksav. There's no Gemara that I know of which says this, what the process would be, how they process it would bring it to Bezdin. No Gemara that I know of. Maybe there's a Gemara, but I'm not too familiar with it. I don't remember any Gemara to ever talk about it. Abashtar is the Kaimel Gavaino. The whole purpose of Ashtar is to keep this, that some type of point in the future, he'll be able to bring it out and collect with it. So potentially it could not be produced in Bezdin until far in the distant future. And the Eidim Masira will no longer remember or no longer be here. So you're going to have to rely on the Eidim Kasima. But what we're afraid is that the person will tamper with the upper part of the ksav, in other words, the shtar. But the Eidim will remain intact. So Rebbe Lozer was not machshir in that case, because it says Yamim Rabim. We need something which is able to be maintained. That was written by Shtar Mecher. So Tezer points out that the Mechalik is the Kardner below, so there's Exer Sikosav. That the definition of a story, the stories is that they have to be able to be maintained for a period of time. And Rabbi Yochanan's argument is that theoretically they are, because Eidim Asira do remember, like we just said before in the previous piece of Gemara. So the Eidim Asira remember, so it is Yamin Rabin. And therefore, even if they end up forgetting, we'll deal with it then. We're saying, but it's possible they won't remember. But it's so the Morris question. What's the Morris question? You have to have the Yamin Yamin Rabin. The Morris says, but maybe the lashon of the pasuk specifically is coming to tell me that. And accept his life is possible. So no, that's not true. The mission. It's never coming to tell me that, because even that case is kosher because I don't remember. So what's the pasuk saying? It's a taiva stored in the kli cheres that lasts a long time. Shtaraya. Well, see, that's an interesting question. We call those story raya, like a shtar havoah, even though there is a kinyan which is taking place through it. It creates the shibud, but the point is, primary purpose of it is the proof for the shibud, and then you want to be able to then collect with it down the road. Um, You could use the star. You could use the star as a star mecher. We have that in Constitution. Sarei mechur l'cha, sarei nesun l'cha. You write on a piece of paper and you give it to him, and that so karka is nicked to be star. So that's a star kinyan. That's not a star raya. Right. So. So for those purposes, Pasha would be the same thing over here. I mean, the Ribbon also, that goes into, for our purposes, that's the same as a get, not as a. Okay. I think we discussed once when we had before Rabbi Elazar, back in either Daf Tes or Daf Gimel. But that's clear that the Chachamim allows Rabbi Elazar to rely on Eidei Chasima because it's Tikkun Olam, right? So how does that work? Does that work as a raya that there were Eidei Mesira? The laws of Eidei Mesira card. So when the tells me you have to have Eidei, and the only Eidei which are valid made a raya to make the star work are Eidei Mesira. So yes, I know that it was signs. Yes, I know it was the Ritas Mitzchayv of the Baal. Because that much the Adam can testify. The fact that the get is written in the language of the husband, and signed by the Adam, means they're testifying that the husband desired to be Megarish his wife. But how do you know that there was, and we can infer the fact that the woman has it, that the husband gave it to, the Adam's job is to give it back to the husband. They decided they give it to the husband, so that we're going to assume they're responsible to do that. And now the woman has it, so it must be there was a transfer. But who said there was Eidei Mesira? The Kohen Belozer, without Eidei Mesira, just Eidei Chasima alone, Pasha should be possible. So we have to assume that the Chachamim said that since the Eidim gave it to the husband and now it's by the woman, we assume there's a lot of assumption they did it properly and they gave it with Eidei Mesira. That's one way to learn. So look, there's a chazaka that was done properly. Alternatively, that was the Ran over there in the ninth parak, that he brings the thing Ben Ophraim says that the Eidei Chasima act as Eidei Mesira because Eidei Chasima signed it. It means that we know there is a das about, so it wasn't stamped piece of paper. It was written, so it must have been biyad about. Now we see it's biyad isha. So it comes out that we have to assume there was a mesira. So the Eidei Chasima are being made. There was a mesira through the fact that they're signed there, because otherwise how did it happen? So we're not saying the chazaka there were Eidei Mesira who stood there. The Eidei Chasima become Eidei Mesira, just like the Eidei Chasima, for example. Another example where you have such a concept. The law is Kaisen Shalav Leivav Bishen Malva Imot. So the lover comes to the cipher and says, you know, I'm planning to borrow $1,000 this afternoon. Please write up a document. Fine. He signs Adam. They haven't seen a loan. So it's kosher. He gives it to the husband. Then he gives it to the malva. Borrows the money. Gives it to the malva. So how did Adam be made on a loan? They never saw it because they're being made on the Das Mitzchayv of the Leiva, and now it's Biyad HaMalva, so they're being made that there was a loan. So if you'd find the Eidei Chasima and ask him, can you tell us the details of the actual circumstances of the loan? This is no, we never witnessed it, but that's okay. They're being made on the Das Mitzchayv of the Leiva, and by virtue of the fact that it's a Biyad HaMalva, it's Kilo, they're being made, there was actually a loan. So now it's 6 months later, and the Mal was coming to collect from the Kuchais. The lawyer has sold some property in between. So they said, listen, I understand you have a piece of paper. I say, but who said there was ever a loan? No such argument. So the Eidei Chasima, by virtue of the fact that they signed in the document, are being made, there was a Havo. So the Ron brings it, the Rebbe Ephraim says that by virtue of the fact that the get is beyond Aisha, the Eidei Chasima are being made, there was Mesiris HaGet. So they act as Eidei Mesira. They're conceptual Eidei Mesira. So that seems to be the Machlokes, how to learn up this Tikkun Ha'olam process. But obviously, in a situation where it's Yachalis Dayev, that would get things would be complicated. Shakti Mishnah Kok Sharem Likhtubus Gets, Afilu Cheris Shertav Katan. So even the Cheris Shertav Katan are kosher to write a get. The more is going to say that it's only a case where there was a Gadol there who was prodding them along and giving them directions of what to think and what to say while they're writing the get. Okay. Isha Kosev says Gitov, Ish Kosev Shivroy, Shankima Gitel Bechasam. The fact that she writes the get is irrelevant because, I mean, she writes the get and gives it to the husband. The husband gives it to her. The man writes the receipt, gives it to the woman, and then she gives it back to him when he pays the ksuba. Because the main thing is not just the written piece of paper is worthless. It has to be Aiden signed it. If the Aiden is being signed that that this is Dormi Dasim Iskayev, the one who's going to be affected by the Ksav, which would be by the Sharver, that's the woman. By the Get, that's the man. So the fact that whoever wrote it is irrelevant.
Right.
Theoretically.
You can't.
Well, have later on that the verses of the Kohen, you're allowed to write types of getting to make sure that they're available in case of a. Practically, we don't do that because since we have a minute to. The get should be 12 lines. So the man's name is Reuven ben Shimon, and the woman's name is Leah Bas Rachel, and they're from the city called Two. Right? So it doesn't take too much space to write that. The husband's name is Yonkel Beryl Shmerel Ben. So like, you know, it's like the name is like eight names long. You got to fit it in. Right? So it types in become so and make it exactly in 12 lines. So and it's written. So we write it because of Shuris. Etc. So we sort of, and then there's miskeries also. We write the chanichas and the miskeries. If a person has nicknames, a person has, you know, everybody knows him as Yankee. So we write the miskeri Yankee. It was known as Yankee. And then we also have chanichas, which means there's names that he's called by and names which he's. Let's say everybody knows him as Jacob. He never called Yaakov. So we're going to write the two. So we're going to say his chanicha, his nickname is not nickname, whatever chanicha, whatever. How do you say chanicha in English? Nickname is Jacob, and everybody calls him Jake. So we're going to write it all in. And again, because we want to make sure that we get it. So that's all that takes up. The names take a lot of space. And again, the actual get itself doesn't say too much. And when we write the name of the city, we also write maybe the names change, or maybe there's another city with the same name. You know, so we put bodies of water that supply it. So. Yeah,
the
water supply to the city. There's rivers, there's lakes, whatever it is, which supply that. So that's. So then you have to discuss how you write Nahor Cuyahoga, right? Nahor Potomac, you know. Mayberos. Yeah. Okay.
Water well.
Yeah. It's supplied by water from wells, yeah. Zak Rashi, if you look here, Shetam Katan, Gemara Mefarish, the world's going to address what it means, the Cheshire Katan, they're not B'nai Deis, how could they be acceptable to. Kasebe says, get the woman. Then after she writes it, she's makna soy labal, she's makna the get to the husband, because the husband has to own the get. And the husband is then gives it to her for gerushin. Shover piroin and ksuba. So it's the receipts which records the payment of the ksuba. Literally, it's called a shover because it breaks the power of the ksuba. It breaks it. So. So really the woman should be the one who's writing the receipt. She'll give it to the husband as proof that he paid the ksuba. But we're allowing the man to write it and then give it to the woman, and the woman will then give it to him when he pays the ksuba. So the Gemara Sakasha, that's just the first piece of the Gemara. They're not knowledgeable. So according to Rabbi Elazar, old Adam Basirakarti, the word because of law means lishma. You have to write the ksiva, has to be done lishma. According to the mayor, old Adam Chasimakarti, that because of law we saw before meant because of law, that the chasim has to be lishma. Because that's the ikar of the written document. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's no Adam Chasimim in her eyes. So what is the custom? It means the ksiva has to be done lishma. So we can see that you get a very smart kid who knows how to write the letters and everything like that. That's fine, but you need the shmua, and they're not bardas to have that kavana. More answers. There's a gadol there, training them, focusing them to say that it's written lishmua of the shem leisha. Okay.
I don't understand how that solves it. In other words, I guess what do we mean by das? We ordinarily think that the kid doesn't know who it's.
No, we're not afraid that somebody doesn't know, but it's the threat that we're worried about the possibility. Does he have the focus and understanding to think about that? So we assume if the gadol's omer l'gabov and telling him to do that, he will be mashab himself to the das of the gadol, and he's doing it al das what the gadol said to do. That's a valid kimim of the shema.
Do we have? So that's sort of a general
level
and sort of a das of
the Kelton, right? So it's the Gael Gabi Ksivas, and the other places where Mikra, we don't necessarily allow that, but if they would do that, it's kosher. We actually have this historically in Europe. They have this, one of the problems that they had over there was that the Tillum was a very big business. And you had a world which was just basically everybody, it was traditional, everybody was putting on Tillum. You're 3 million people, 3 million Jews in Poland, plus in the before the war. There was Jews in America, people were putting on Tillum, still a lot of them. They had Tillum factories. They would hire kids. They weren't necessarily the most scrupulous people. It was a business. So there was a lot of these older Tillum, they're questionable because we don't know who wrote them. Whether it was somebody really, but this is one of the problems that, they didn't have a hashkacha process on kashrus for tefillin, sefer Torah, etc. Mezuzahs. So they, kids had good handwriting, they needed to support their families. So 11, 12 year old kid, would be writing tefillin, writing mezuzahs. So, okay, let's hold it here with Rashi.